But Hitler, in his headquarters, is gloating. His decoy worked. He exclaims, "I could weep for joy." He instructs Field Marshal Goering, who commands the Air Force, not to bomb the French columns, to let them proceed deep into Belgian territory. And he attacks them from the rear. His real offensive will be through the Ardennes. According to the French High Command, no tank could ever get through those densely forested hills. But nothing stops them, except their own traffic jams. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands and Belgium, people who own cars are among the first to flee. Everyone is suspected. A so-called fifth column is feared, spies working for the Nazis. The Germans continue their diversionary tactics, invading Belgium with specially trained airborne forces. The sappers belt out their song from the campaign in Poland. The girls will have to wait, comrades. It's time to go, comrades. On the 11th of May, at daybreak, they are dropped into Belgium. Their goal is to capture the linchpin of the Belgian defence system, Fort Evenemael, on the Albert Canal, which is reputed to be impregnable. An intrepid German soldier heaves himself onto the top of a turret with a load of explosives. The conquerors stride through the ruins of Fort Evenemael, the key to Belgium. Images such as these will forge the Wehrmacht's reputation of invincibility.